Hello, it is Saturday, January 28th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more so we can make Him known all the more, and we do this together through God's Word. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 18, 7 through 15, 1 Chronicles 26, 1 through 30, and Acts 16, 30 to 17, 3. We're going to start today with Psalm 18, 7 through 15. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherubim and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water out of the brightness before him. Hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. 1 Chronicles 26, 1 through 30. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Meshulamai, the son of Korah, and the sons of Asaph, and Meshulamai had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadi the third, Jethaniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Elihonai the seventh, and Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Puluthanthai the eighth. For God blessed him also to his son Shemaiah, were sons born who were rulers in their father's houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othani, Raphael, Obed, Elzabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Shimekai. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, able men qualified for the service. 62 of Obed-Edom and Meshulamai had sons and brothers, able men, 18. And Hosea of the sons of Merari had sons, Shemeri the chief. For though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkai the second, Tibbalai the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons of the brothers of Hosea were 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers corresponding to their chief men had duties, just as their brothers did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by father's houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelomai. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a shrewd counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the gatehouse for Shuppen and Hosea. It came out for the west at the gate of Shalakaleph. On the road that goes up, watch corresponded to watch. On the east there were six each day, on the north four each day, on the south four each day, as well as two and two at the gatehouse. And for the colonnade, on the west there were four at the road and two at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of the father's houses belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite, Jahili, The sons Jahili, Zethon, and Joel, his brother, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord, of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites, and Shabul, the son of Gershon, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brother from Eliezer were his son Rahabiah, and his son Jeshiah, and his son Joram, and his son Zechariah, and his son Shelomoth. This Shelomoth and his brother were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that David the king and the heads of the fathers' houses and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds and the commanders of the army had dedicated from the spoil won in battles. They dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also, all that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Kish and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelomoth and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Chenani and his sons were appointed to external duties for Israel as officers and judges of the Hebronites. Hashabai and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel westward of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Acts 16:30-17:3. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.